San Pedro Creek flows roughly north to south on the west side of downtown. As to it being an attractive creek, it's not.
Over the years, it's become a very highly neglected eyesore.
Precinct 2 County Commissioner Paul Elizondo, who cites its location and its history.
It's in the heart of downtown. The creek flows right in back of the Spanish Governor's Palace, City Hall.
And there's a large flood control aspect to this project.
The project is located actually over the top of a flood control tunnel that was constructed in the 90s.
Jeff Tyler is a San Antonio River Authority, SARA, engineer.
It starts at the tunnel inlet, which is right up there by Fox Tech, and it comes out the tunnel outlet, which is right by Guadalupe. So between those two points, all the runoff that's coming into the tunnel inlet, we're protected from that runoff.
That tunnel is 24 feet wide, 150 feet deep, and channels floodwaters away from downtown. But SARA's looking to take flood control to a new level by reducing floodplain itself.
The concept is we'd like to bring the floodplain all the way back into the channel so that it's contained within the channel.
SARA's general manager, Suzanne Scott.
With the extension of the project, it links up very nicely with the Creekways project.
Creekways is a City of San Antonio project, while the San Pedro Creek project is largely a Bexar County initiative. As part of SARA's preliminary design process, they divided up the 2-mile San Pedro stretch into different character areas.
Each character area is very diverse. I mean, if you start at the beginning with the what we call the Town Lake area.
The Town Lake area is at the northern end, starting at Quincy Street by I-35 and running south to Travis Street.
So the idea here is to widen the creek a little bit, make it more of a destination for the residents that are around there. There are several apartment complexes that are in this area, so that if we can bring people to the creek, and it'll be more of an amenity to the neighborhood.
Visuals show a wide, fairly natural-looking San Pedro Creek, trails on either side with lily pads, large trees, and plenty of landscaping. It looks nothing like the concrete ditch that's there now.
Once you start doing that, you're developing places for people to live. People can actually work downtown, live downtown, and go to UTSA downtown.
Scott takes us to the next character area.
So the next one is what we call the Alameda and the Ancient Water area.
Ancient Water is a 3-block stretch that runs from Travis Street to Dolorosa, paralleling Cameron Street.
And this is a combined area that's really kind of narrow right-of-way. This is near the Alameda Theater, which of course has been going through some renovations of its own.
Designs show a much smaller channel and lots of colorful tile.
Integrating where we can, native vegetation, very interesting art is the concept here, to have interesting places where people can enjoy the walk. And then of course, trying to celebrate through signage and other things, the historical connections that are in this area.
Also here, a distinct 2-level walk.
The idea that you're starting to see here in these concepts is that there's always going to be a low walk and an upper walk, so that if you want to stroll by the San Pedro Creek, you can either be on the creek level or you can be higher on the street level.
Tomorrow on the San Pedro Creek project.
So then as we move down to the next section, this is called the Meander. People that work downtown can come here and maybe enjoy a lunch on the creek.
We have visuals of the designs at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.